Srila Jiva Goswami, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, Sanatan Goswami, Sridhar Swami, they're giving so many beautiful commentaries to explain what's happening. Krishna's Parabrahma. He's the supreme Brahman. The Brahma Jyoti, which is his energy, is all pervading within and without everything. Nothing is outside of Brahman. So how could she tie Krishna with a rope outside of him? Everything was within. Very interesting pastime. The Supreme Absolute is transcendental. He's Atmarama, he's self-satisfied. Yet he's crying because he wants butter. He's the Supreme Truth. Yet he's lying to increase the ecstasy of the love of his mother. He's beyond the modes of material nature, and yet he's appearing angry and breaking the little pots. He's feared by fear personified. He's the cause of time. He's Sachidananda. Even Yamaraj and Kalarupa is afraid of Krishna. But Krishna is showing fear. Why? Just to show the power of love. He is exhibiting all these qualities simply as a reciprocation of his love, although he is beyond everything. But when he's captured by the intimacy of the love of his devotee, Bhaktivatsala, he's not just pretending. He's actually experiencing dependency on the love of his devotees. This is Vrindavan, the highest jewel of the supreme independence of the Lord. The gopis were saying to Yashoda Mai that, don't you see every time you tie the ropes together, it's the same distance too short? It is not Krishna's destiny to be tied up today. And Yashoda Mai was so determined to protect Krishna. She said, I am not going to give up. However long it takes, however much rope I have to use, I want to find out how much rope it takes to put around the waist of my little Gopal. And also, if I don't teach him, who's going to teach him? She was smiling, she was laughing, and she was tying. And after some time, she was perspiring and her sari was becoming loosened. And Krishna saw what was the enthusiasm of her love. He allowed himself to be tied up. The width of the two fingers represent what it is required to bind Krishna with our love. One is our enthusiasm and perseverance to serve, even in the face of all obstacles. When Krishna sees that for his pleasure, we are not being discouraged by success or failure, honor or dishonor, pleasure or pain, happiness or distress, health or disease, victory or defeat. Devotional service is ahoitiki apratihata. It is unconditional by these things. As long as there's selfishness or arrogance in what we do, then we become very discouraged because we're not getting our way. But when we're truly doing it for Krishna's satisfaction, even though there may be heartaches, there's so many impediments in doing Krishna's will, our enthusiasm to persevere for Krishna's pleasure with the right intention of the heart will never wane. This is the first principle. Whether we are tasting sweet nectar when we're chanting the holy names, or whether we don't taste anything, or even it kind of tastes bitter, I'd rather be doing so many other things. It doesn't matter so much that, but for Krishna's pleasure, I will go on chanting. I will do my japa. I will do my meditation on Krishna's names because it's for Krishna's pleasure. And whether I feel or don't feel, whether it's hot or cold, I will carry on with my seva. Hanumanji, he was unconditional. Whether it was he was in the embrace of Ram, feeling the tears of Ram's love bathing him, or whether he was face to face with Ravana, with his tail on fire, tied with ropes. His enthusiasm to persevere for the pleasure of Ram was always there. And that is Vrindavan in its highest, sweetest manifestation. Sambhog. When the gopas and the gopis, the brijabasis, were meeting Krishna, their hearts were flowing with the ecstasy of love to serve Krishna and was manifesting through everything they said, everything they thought, and everything they did. And when Krishna departed for Mathura and Dwarka, it was not an impediment. Their enthusiasm, their perseverance, their faith was ever increasing in Vipralamba Bhav, in love and separation. Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami tells that the gopis, every day after Krishna left for Mathura, they would make garlands, they would make bhoga, they would make beautiful flower beds for him to meet with Sri Radha because they were expecting he'll come today. And when he didn't come, they just remembered him so deeply in separation, crying tears of love as offerings. And the next day they would do the same thing, year after year, no impediment. Yashoda Mai, for Krishna's protection, to show her motherly love for Krishna, she was willing to spend the rest of eternity tying ropes. That was her enthusiasm. And the second finger represents kripa, Krishna's kindness, Krishna's mercy. Because no matter how enthusiastic, how we persevere, it's not enough. Unless Krishna reveals himself to us by his own sweet will, it's a descending process. We could never know him. Yegata mam prapadyante tamstathaiva pajamya. Krishna tells in Bhagavad Gita, as one surrenders to me, I reciprocate accordingly. When a devotee, for the pleasure of Krishna, samsidhira hari toshana, with faith in Krishna's causeless mercy, surrenders their love then Krishna reciprocates, and by his mercy, he is conquered by that love. Yashoda Mai tied Krishna up, and Krishna told his mother, please untie me. And Yashoda Mai, she said, Krishna, I will be close by. You're very naughty today. You be like this right now, and I'll be back. It was a very comfortable situation for him. And when Yashoda Mai left, she brought a few of Krishna's little friends just to be with him, to keep him company, so he would be happy. So his friends were joking with him. Balaram was not there at the time. But the other little gopas, they were saying, Krishna, you got tied up. Krishna said, untie me, untie me. But they couldn't untie him. Actually, Krishna didn't want to be untied, because that rope was the rope of Yashoda's love. He was so happy. Even some gopas were saying, can we untie you? He said, no, no, no. He was feeling so sheltered and in the love of his devotee.
You were listening to Radhanath Swami on devotionalnectar.com.